I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm really excited for the show tonight. Mainly because usually when we do shows in the past or weeks ago or, you know, it's the... And something happens, some breakthrough happens. I always get excited because I want to talk about the breakthrough, talk about what science is doing with regard to the paranormal. And it's been, what... a few weeks since my appearance at the Oregon Ghost Conference. And after my talk about subatomic ghosts, I've been seeing breakthrough stories about how science is now searching for that fourth dimensional ghost particle at CERN. It's also a bit of synchronicity that CERN fired up the Large Hadron Collider during the eclipse, and that on the same day, Peter Higgs, the Nobel Prize winning physicist who proposed the new particle, the God particle, Higgs boson, he died. He was 94 years old. An important piece of CERN's history and accomplishment is linked to him. And the Higgs boson God particle opened the doors for exploration into other dimensions, bridging the gap for our world to a world beyond. And one could say that CERN opened the doors to the uncanny world of the paranormal, beckoning the arrival of gods, aliens, demons, and ghosts. I always say, it's kind of like pushing God through a wormhole. And I'm not talking about God with a big G. I'm talking about gods with a small G. And, of course, in the realm of the paranormal, we have advanced beings that some people will mistake as gods. We have aliens. We have demons. We have ghosts. And one of the questions I posed at the conference was, you know, what do we think of ghosts? What are ghosts, really? We don't really know what they are. And so particle accelerators, like what's the Large Hadron Collider, well, they're helping to explain, I guess, the scientific idea of a ghost. But to many people, a door closing on its own is a sign of a ghost. For others, it may be missing keys or a faint scent of, you know, someone's cologne. Or a lot of people talk about how they smell their father's cherry tobacco, pipe smoke. There's a cold area in a home that can be considered haunted. Or sometimes we have dreams. We have dreams about dead friends. Sometimes they appear to us, or we see them on the street. Or, I mean, traditionally, we hear these stories all the time. And I've always had this theory that these interactions with the other side are part of this overlapping dimension idea that I've been toying with. It's kind of like, you know, watching Bubbles Royal. You know, when you're boiling pasta or hot dogs or something, you see the bubbles all overlapping with one another. And that's how I look at the possibility of multidimensional, the multidimensional matrix, if you will. And the interactions with the other side, this is the overlapping dimension after dimension after dimension. And so much of this, according to the scientists at CERN, would have an explanation, a particle explanation, and that we are the ones who, for lack of a better definition, we call these entities beings from the dead, or we feel that they're spirits of the dead. And it's because we call them that. And yes, a lot of the time when we see these things, we either see familiar people who have died, but there's also, and I talked about this before, we've talked about this with Jason Quitt, and even those who study quantum mechanics, that there are instances due to superposition where there are people who haunt themselves, or there are living people who will haunt you. You can see their spirit somewhere. And that's rare, but it does happen. Okay. And as I was preparing for this program, I read a few books, and I was looking at a study. There was a book that I got when I was away for a while. I was reading a lot of books. I read a book about werewolves, and I read a book about ghosts. And this book was, I got it at a bookstore. It was called Ghostly Encounters, The Hauntings of Everyday Life. It was written by Dennis and Michelle Waskell. And what they did is they were doing interviews with ghost experiencers. And they found that many of the participants were not sure about, you know, whether or not they encountered a ghost. Okay. They had an experience, but they weren't ready to go on the record saying it was a ghost because, well, they were not sure that any of this could be possible. All right. And they did not see something that approximated the conventional image of a ghost or what Hollywood tells us ghost looks like. Because, I mean, we have so many different image and action parameters that we adhere to, that we stick with. And it's because of Hollywood. It's because of how ghosts are depicted. But in reality, if you've been on a ghost hunt or if you've experienced something that's otherworldly, most of the time ghosts are... Sometimes they're wispy little clouds of smoke. Sometimes they're quick flashes of light. They're orbs. A full apparition is rare. And a lot of the time, if you get a full apparition on camera, it shows up in the pixels, and you have to do a lot of hard work to bring it forward because it's like, you know, it's translucent. You can see through it, and so it's difficult to show people, and they'll say, well, is that pareidolia? You know, and that's the thing that's bothersome, is the idea that maybe what you're looking at is pareidolia, where, you know, we try and, you know, make pictures in our minds. We see a face or we see something. And then from there, it's not that we just see a ghost or we see a face, but then we start to determine what it might be, a ghost or a demon or an alien. And so personal experience is always one thing, but when they start talking about scientific evidence, well, that's another thing. And it has to be made clear that there is not one universally agreed upon definition of what a ghost is. I mean, some people say they're spirits of the dead, and for whatever reason, they get lost on their way to the other side. They're stuck. Others claim that ghosts are telepathic entities projected onto the world from other minds, our minds. But, of course, we create our own special categories for ghosts and demons and aliens, and so sometimes it gets confusing. Remember, I like to keep my peas away from my potatoes when it comes to mixing the source, but we'll look into that too tonight. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.